Okay, it is October 30th, and we are out in front of the Mexican consulate here in downtown Portland, and there is a little demonstration in solidarity with the people of Oaxaca. And excuse me, sir, what's going on here today?
Well, this is a demonstration against the federal government of Mexico in particular, and against the repression in Oaxaca over the last 4 months, but in particular this last weekend. And it started with paramilitaries acting on behalf of ousted Governor Ulises Ruiz Ortiz Uro, and shooting a number of unarmed demonstrators manning barricades in Oaxaca. And actually, one of those that was shot and killed was Brad Will, who was an IMC reporter from New York and an old friend of mine. And at any rate, the federal government has used that as a pretext to invade Oaxaca yesterday. And today, the PFP, the Federal Preventive Police, moved in to the city of Oaxaca. After some pretty intense resistance from active resistance from, in other words, no guns have been used by members of the APPO, but active resistance against that attack, the federal police have taken the Zocalo, the central square in Oaxaca, and also managed yesterday to cut off the signal from Radio Universidad, the university radio, which has been the primary voice of the APPO, the Oaxacan People's Assembly, Popular People's Assembly of Oaxaca, primary communication medium. They cut that off yesterday, but apparently today it's back on the air again. And while the police maintain control of the center city, most of the barricades are still up, and the people still are holding a large part of the city. At least that was true as of this morning before I came down here. So
this has been going on for months. Can you tell us like background on how this began and what is it about?
It began 500 years ago, but this most recent really very powerful uprising began in June when the teacher strike, which has happened very frequently, or pretty much every year for perhaps 20 years, kind of dug in because of the deep corruption of the nominal governor of Oaxaca, and his refusal to negotiate with them for their social demands is. Led to a situation where they, with support from civil society, were occupying the Zocalo for their strike, and he sent in several thousand police, state police, to push out the strike, and with great violence, and beating a lot of people, and they were successful at doing that, but then a few hours later, very large march of popular organizations in support of the teachers, Section 22 of the teachers' union, were able to come back and retake the square and have held it from then until now. And over the ensuing 4 months, every action by the state government to try to repress the people's movement has resulted in increased mobilization. Fairly soon after the June repression, the teachers' movement expanded. All these different organizations came out. As the mainstream media like to say, anarchists. But anarchists and civil society organizations and nonprofits and students, as well as campesinos and particularly indigenous communities. And just general people in Oaxaca formed the APPO, the Oaxacan People's Popular Assembly. And that organization is rooted in the traditions of popular assemblies that vestige or a legacy of the indigenous communities in southern Mexico and much of, you know, Mexico, but particularly in the mountain areas. Numerous municipalities throughout the state have been able to kick out their priista institutional corrupt governments and reform popular assembly-based municipal governments, and the IPPO was able to kick out not only the police but a whole host of the state governing functions, and take over numerous radio stations, starting with Radio Universidad from the university, but then also the state radio and TV stations, and then many, when those were retaken by the government or paramilitaries, a large number of private radio stations were taken. So, and that created this environment in which, really, without the police, without the normal functioning of the state, people themselves, through the APPO, but just directly, were managing an increasing number of the functions of what is now done by the state and normally, and that's been very exciting for a lot of people and very inspiring. Hundreds of people all around Mexico have been to Oaxaca and have been experienced what's going on there, and the model of the APPO, this assembly model, has expanded to over a third of the states in Mexico have now formed similar kinds of structures, which are bringing together a whole host of different organizations and communities to essentially rule themselves, to create the infrastructure for people to be able to take their lives into their own hands directly. And so, you know, if this world is going to change, and if the world that Brad and I and many of us all around the world feel is necessary in order for us to come into balance with each other and with the earth, then we're going to have to return power to ourselves, and not in the sense of becoming new dominators of some apparatus of oppression, but in the sense of taking responsibility for ourselves and each other, and for the future generations, and what the world that we leave. And Brad lived that life. I'm speaking now of him. You know, there have been over 15 people now that have been killed in Oaxaca. But I speak of him because I knew him, and he was a friend and a comrade, compañero, and I feel we owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to all of our brothers and sisters who have given their lives and who will give their lives for a world of freedom and a world of honor and a world of responsibility to do what it takes here. To do what it takes here to give ourselves and the people around us enough of a taste of liberation that we can't go back.
So what is going on here today in Portland?
Today there was a fairly hastily called demonstration this morning starting at 11 here at the consulate, and the variety of signs, we've been standing on the street corner doing a bit of chanting, talking with people, and essentially maintaining a presence. And this is happening all around the country. I know a lot of people in New York in particular, of course, but all around the country. There was also earlier here, there was a little ofierta in remembrance of Brad and the other people that have been killed in the last few days. And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 6, there's going to be a larger mobilization here in front of the consulate in order to really let this consulate know. And the goal would be to force this consulate to communicate to El Jefe that the people of Portland, at least, are not in support of of the actions of the federal government in invading Oaxaca, and that, you know, and that, well, we'll have to see what kinds of consequences we can create, whether it's in the media or in other ways, in terms of being a piece of the worldwide campaign of pressure that is one of our most powerful techniques of making the consequences of repression greater than the benefits that the state sees that it can gain.
Awesome. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
If this is not it, you know, what will it take? You know, this Oaxaca has been utterly underreported. It's one of the most inspiring, and not only in the mainstream media. I mean, to a significant degree, even among us ourselves, our movements, we haven't fully and adequately been able to really share in what many people have called the Oaxaca commune. You know, I think here in Portland, more than perhaps anywhere else in this country, we have an opportunity to start to create something that looks similar, not in detail, but in its heart. And what that means is to create the relationships and the economic functions and the political networks of a new world, of a functioning new society, here in the city, and to seize our lives and our relations and our economics away from el gobierno, and that's something that that will have to happen, or else we will be complicit with the empire. So, you know, let's do it.
Awesome, thanks.
Thank you.